Getche, Ayaag, Bezendaya, our elders, listen to them. Focuses on personal histories of our Ojibwe elders of Minnesota. This program includes personal historic knowledge of the changes they've experienced in Indian country and beyond. Getche Ayaag Bezendaya includes the changes they've seen due to the federal Indian policy as well as state policy. This program targets villages and communities within the boundaries of the White Earth Indian Reservation and beyond to other Ojibwe reservations in our state. Getche Ayaag Bezendaya, our elders, listen to them. Today we are talking with Herbert Sam of the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe. He is a traditional healer and elder in the Hinckley community. This is part four of a four-part series.
What advice do you have for the younger generations that are seeking to learn more about their culture, their traditions, and their language?
Well, I kind of think that it's important that the knowledge of what the elders taught us before they left was a good way of life. And it doesn't really, a lot of times, comply with seeing the way people live. But basically, myself, it was like about 20 years ago, there was an elder guy. He was from South Dakota, and he was a medicine man. Every time he'd see me, I was a dancer then. I did a lot of contest dancing. That was kind of crazy. And I was pretty good in that because I always traveled all over. And every time I'd meet him, he'd pull out a pack of cigarettes and he'd hand me one. And he smoked Pall Mall, so those were long cigarettes. And he would light it and he'd start telling me things. He passed on. But before he did, the last time I saw him, he was in Shakopee, Mittawakaton, powwow out there. And I ran into him out there and he pulled his cigarettes out and he handed me one. And he was pretty quiet, and I was trying to think of what I could ask him. Good time and soliciting time from an old guy like him, a lot of knowledge. Pretty soon I seen his cigarette getting down, because I knew when his cigarette went down, that was the end of the conversation. He'd get up and actually just walk away. He looked at his thing and he looked at me and says, "I want to leave you with three words. What's an Indian?" Took his cigarette, walked away. And that was the last I ever seen him in his lifetime. At first I thought it was a very kind of unusual, silly to ask a person what's an Indian. And I started to realize, I looked at it and I had to look into being very honest about it. You know, what is an Indian? And I started thinking, does an Indian wear feathers and dance? Does an Indian sit by a drum and sing? Does an Indian do what he does as a medicine man? What does an Indian do? I couldn't understand really what is an Indian? You know, because I looked at the way our attitudes were and mine. And I started to realize there's got to be something that I need to find. And what I did was I developed a person in my mind of an old man. And I made this old man into the image that I want him to be, where I could trust him, to be comfortable with him. And I developed him, but I like yellow shirts, and I had a yellow shirt on him. He still has that yet. And I was trying to do what I'm doing. And I would still get these thoughts or anger spouts or just something that would anger you or confuse you. Or I know that played a lot in my mind about kind of disrespecting things and people. And I thought the Indians wouldn't do that. They wouldn't do that. I wanted to try making an effort. So the first one was that I was going to work one day and this guy comes, slides up in front of my car and almost hits my front bumper. And it's in a traffic jam. So I get out and I go up there and I was going to blast him one. And as the old man came to me, but sat back in my car. So I asked the Wigwani Dishmash Chigan and the Shkadziwa and the Shkadzik Wigwani Dishmash Chigan. That old man looked at me and he says, "Sema Pugadaka Nagwaching, Gego Ba, Gego Dudwaka and Gego." He said, "Put tobacco out, don't do nothing to him, pray for him." And that was new. I started thinking about that. And I did, I stopped. I got up and I parked and I prayed and I asked forgiveness the way I did to that man. So I started learning little things. Going into stores where white people look at you, they think that you're going to steal something or you're going to cause problems. And that irritates Indian people. I noticed that it was bothering me, so I asked the old man, same thing he told me again. But he told me, to help me to understand him, he told me once, "Anishinaabe kinabag yasawat maki." All the people that they put Anishinaabe are on this earth. If we were just a Ojibwe people, then we'd be confined. Anishinaabeg is the entire people, four colors of people. Respect all of those four colors of people, the showed me. So how I tried it bettering my people, I had to look at the white people and say, I have to do that with them. And I had a hard time with that, with forgiving and trying to make things better in relationships. That was pretty hard. A lot of times I have a problem. I know that will never leave, but at least if I can make an effort to identify it and be aware of it. Because I always think awareness is your strength in a person. And if I can follow that, and I can be aware that I can try to treat these people the way that I would like to treat my own people in a good way. And so I talked about this at a conference one day, and one lady asked me, and she said, well, how has it helped you? Well, I said, it's helped me a lot in being a human being, Anishinaabe. But I said, it's also taught me three more words added to the three words the old man taught me. She said, really? I said, yeah. What are those words? Could you share with us? I says, yeah, it's very simple. It's hard to be an Indian. Very hard to be an Indian. I says, because the person that I thought were Indians, that were people that danced, people that sang, people that did what I do, they're not Indians. People like Brinwen Madewan's on, they're not Indians. You have to learn how to be a good person before you become any of that, because that is nothing unless you know how to learn to love your Indian people, learn to love all people, all things respect. That will not work good. So I know a lot of people want to disagree with me, but I know you have to be a good person before you can be anything. So that's what I always try people to say, you know, be a good person. What's coming to you will be strong. What you're supposed to do in life will be stronger if you're a good person. Respect, help people to the best of your ability. There's a lot of different things you can help people with, you know, but you have to learn that from your human side first. You have to learn that. So that's what I did. These work good. Works for good. Helps a lot of people. But I have a commitment that I have to do this way my life. We like to go to powwows. My granddaughter likes to dance. I've got muscles. I've got everything. I've got everything. Mine. It's all over the place. I got three outfits sitting in there, and I can't use them. Because when I get ready to go to powwow, somebody will come over to the house and put tobacco in my hand. I need help. I cannot go there until I got to take care of this person. That is what they told me I had to do. So we lose a lot of powwows that way. But yet, I'm satisfied with what I did to help that person. There's a payoff in it for me, and that is showing that I can be a good person, a model at times to people. And I try to work with a lot of kids. We teach a lot of kids songs, and I got two drums in there. And I got that one there. I've sang with that one. I got a good song to it, that one, Dennis Bank's drum. I think we got that one, and I got two more. So I got a lot of drums. I sing a lot of times. They like singing, you know.
Oh, I'd just like to say chimiquich.
Rizindan wawe ne, gi kagi kemikoyan, gidamin jamindan gaye. Funding for this program has been made possible through the voters of the state, Minnesota, through a grant from the Art, Culture, and Heritage Fund. To hear more, feel free to visit www.nijiradio.org. That is www.niijiradio.org. R-A-D-I-O.org. Miigwech.